Day has passed. A new year is coming. All those holiday activities, expectations met or maybe even surpassed. But for some, expectations and the hopes were just not quite met. But what do we do with all of that in light of the great beginning that is Christmas? The beginning of the gospel, the gift of Christ to the world. Sometimes it's good to stop and reflect on our lives and our faith, the real reason Christmas even exists. Maybe we have allowed unmet expectations and disappointments of the Christmas season, or any season for that matter, to cause us to lose sight of God. So with those thoughts, let's go to God in prayer. Holy God, open our hearts and our minds, our spiritual eyes to what you would have for us in these moments. And help us to trust that under the shadow of your wing, nothing separates us from your love and your care. We pray these things in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. So this morning we're going to follow Mary and Joseph's story and think of how we too might lose sight of Jesus, but then at last come to find him again. For the shape of their story can fit our shape as well. So for a good while, Jesus was missing all day long. But Mary and Joseph didn't notice it. Wow. Didn't notice it. So let me get this right. We have angels making announcements. We travel to a whole different city while we're pregnant on the back of a donkey. We deliver a child where the animals stay. All a big, huge buildup. And then we spend a few years raising this youngster, and then we don't notice that he's missing. And it took them a few days after they discovered it to locate him. Now, trust me, I've had tween-age girls living under my roof, and I've also taught 35 or so of them all in one room all at the same time. And so I know that quiet time for parents is good. But a whole day and 3 days to locate him. Now, not to criticize Mary and Joseph too much, because no parents are perfect, not even the holy ones. But Mary and Joseph evidently got so concerned with the journey back home that they failed to pay attention and make sure he was with them. I think we can understand that. We too can get so busy with our work inside and outside the church, our hobbies, or even the minutia of our daily lives, driving toward some earthly purpose, that we leave Jesus behind. It's really easy to become distracted or disenchanted, or we simply don't pay attention to the Holy Spirit's quiet voice in a noisy world. And before we realize it, we've lost track of Jesus. Can you imagine the conversation? Hey, Mary, what's going on with Jesus? Have you seen him? Nope. I thought he was with you. It's all quiet at the end of the day. They're finally without distraction and the noise and the busyness of the day, the expectations, the disappointments, that argument with the blacksmith who didn't put the horseshoes on the horse right, or the gossip when they stopped by at the well for a drink of water. And then it's quiet at the end of the day, and it occurs to them, where's Jesus? They took stock of the situation, and they realize nowhere to be found. It's possible, but doubtful, that we can overstress the importance of quiet time, of self-care, and take stock of our spiritual condition, especially as we're at the jumping off point of a new year. And whatever we find, it's important that we are awake to it. And sometimes that means we have to get fully honest with ourselves about the state of our faith, our walk, and our awareness and openness to God's presence. We might find that our earthly existence has become centered on something less than holy. Perhaps some worldly desire that's going to die with us when we leave this earth has distracted us. Or we might find that some anxious fear is driving us, and the joy and peace in believing of which the scriptures speak is gone. And instead of love leading us, fear is driving us. Or we might find that we live in doubt. Honest doubts, that's a part of every person's growth process. That's why it's good to question things, question our faith, struggle through, work through, find out where God is in our faith. And we're in good company. The earliest disciples, even when standing in the presence of a resurrected Christ, seeing with their own eyes, doubted. For us, doubt can take many forms. If we are in doubt about God, or if we be in doubt about ourselves, doubt is a dark place. It is a place we should travel through towards something better, but it's no place to live. The point is, it is important to stop from time to time and look at where God is in our lives. Now, what if Mary and Joseph had kept focused on getting back to Nazareth day after day? And they might not find him as easily as they did after only one day. What if we find that God is missing from our lives? What if we are doubting the presence of the God that we once knew, or that we've never quite fully come to believe? In the case of Mary and Joseph, they were simply distracted and became physically separated from Jesus. But what if they took stock and found Jesus missing and just didn't care? Can you imagine that conversation? Hey, Mary, just think, one less mouth to feed. Those braces would have cost a fortune, not to mention the athletic shoes. And Mary chimes in, not to mention college and seminary. Many of you have heard this from me, but I think it's important to repeat. because it helps me to take stock of where God is and where God might not be in my life. Several years back, I was shown the door of my church, my place of ministry, my friends, a career. Certainly, if I'm honest, I had much to do with why that happened. Bad decisions, distractions, disenchantment, unrealized expectations, realizations about myself that I didn't particularly like. And it was during that time that I walked away from God, and my relationship with the Holy had been lacking for some time before that. And I became separated from the light of Christ and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I didn't care. In all honesty, simply didn't matter anymore. So I may have been shown the door to organized religion, but I hadn't really noticed the distance that was between God and me leading up to that moment. And then it just really didn't matter. Then I had to get really honest about who God made me to be and the journey that God had for me. And I realized the distractions and the noise of this world, along with a stunted view I had of God's love for me, was all out of balance. So I had to take stock of my walk. One of the things that makes this Bible story so memorable and delightful is how Mary and Joseph search for Jesus. We see them moving through the night, anxiously searching everywhere along the road. We see them looking through Jerusalem after 3 days of sleepless and sorrowful effort. They find him at last. And they realize that he had stayed on purpose, which makes them even more upset. Now, I am in no way equating myself with Jesus, but I certainly had people in my life who were doing the very same thing for me in those years of separation from God. People looking for me, wondering, what happened? Sometimes our separation from God and the Holy leads to separation from our families and other folks who love us. I think in many ways that can happen to us if we allow ourselves to be separated. And instead of staying in the temple, I was running away from it. So Mary and Joseph quizzed Jesus as to his whereabouts. And his answer was, "You didn't need to worry or work so hard to try to find me. Where else would I be but right here in the temple of God?" As I began to get honest about my relationship with God, I found that God's love and light had never left me. I was just looking in all the wrong places and in all the wrong ways. I was journeying in the dark. In our story, Mary and Joseph left immediately and backtracked all night on the road, looking for Jesus all the while. He was not on any dark road. It is true that if God is missing from our lives, we will not find the divine until we get out of the dark. We have to stop living in dark places of doubt, of fear, dwelling on disappointments and unrealized expectations. We will not find Christ if we are settled on the negative dark places. Another place that God cannot be found is on the road of anger or self-pity because of what others have done to us or what life itself has put in your path. This is not to say that God cannot be found in our sufferings. Indeed, God is with us in our sorrows. And what's more, there's a whole room full of people, the people of God, who will bear each other's burdens. If God is to be found in our sufferings, it's because God participates with us in them and provides meaning beyond our suffering. God shows us the path through and beyond the pain, often through you and you, and yes, even you back in the choir. All of us. Because the people of God have been walking oftentimes very similar paths. So again, Jesus responds to his parents, "Why are you looking for me? Why all this anxious and constant searching everywhere? After all, where else would I be but where God is? The temple of God." I believe that in this very moment, in this time and this space, Jesus' words may very well mean that Christ is dwelling in you, Church of the Palms, the temple of God, being the church. As the church, we are called to help those who are looking for Jesus, those who are asking, "Which way did he go? Or does God really exist and matter?" We are called to help our broader community find Jesus by doing justly, loving mercy, walking humbly. So if we are struggling on our spiritual journey, as we take stock of our walk today, or as we follow the call to help others find God, may we look in those light-filled and positive places in our own souls and in our hearts, where we see God and know the presence of the Holy Spirit. In those places where we find God to be our ultimate, our center. In 2019 and beyond, may we allow God to accept us in spite of our failures and sins. May we nourish those places in our hearts where the fruits of the Spirit are struggling to be born, to bloom, where faith and hope and love find a place, where we find joy and peace and patience. And yes, even in the midst of our sorrows and our struggles, in spite of all of our doubts and failures, May we accept God's extravagant grace and forgiveness and extend that forgiveness and love to others. Amen. Let's sing together.